Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. On this Friday, joined by MLB.com, Brewers beat writer Adam McAlvey. Morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Hey, were you in Chicago for this last series here with the Sox?
No, I actually burned a staycation, so I am coming off. I was in San Francisco, and then I missed the rest of the trip. So I feel lucky after seeing, you know, our friends Jeff Levering and Sophia Minert, and even hearing Pat Murphy talk about how April was the longest year of their lives.
Yeah. Kind of was. This was the longest road trip of the season for the Brewers,
yep.
Was it not?
It was. And I mean, a brutal month where when you add on, Phoenix to New York, obviously then Milwaukee, then back to Phoenix again for that road trip, then back to San Francisco for a road trip. I mean, they've gotten a lot of their toughest travel out of the way and, you know, with 5 months to go in the regular season.
So to finish this stretch here at even, add in all of the pitching woes and the injuries and all of that stuff, I don't know. If you told me all of this stuff was going to happen, Adam, and then you included, right, these couple of tough road trips, all the travel, all of that stuff, and offered me 16-16, I would take it.
Not bad.
Yeah, look, I think this is one of those situations where there's enough for whatever your vision of this year's Brewers are, you're going to find it in what you've seen so far this April. I totally agree with you that, you know, to come through it, especially on the pitching side, especially on the starting pitching side, they are way, way deep into their depth, way deeper than we thought, including a guy, Quinn Priester, who's starting tonight, who wasn't in the organization on opening day. They had to go out and trade for him. So that has been a huge challenge, and they come through it at 500. If you're on the other side and you're not so sure about the Brewers, they're not going to slug. Well, they're not slugging. They're having to score runs in other ways. And, you know, I would say the other negative is we've seen Pat Murphy kind of bench some guys early in the year, which I don't know that we've really seen that in a lot of Aprils. So he is taking kind of an aggressive hand in trying to squeeze the most out of his young players, but also like setting the standard of we need to play a certain way in order to win. If we're going to, you know, take the Cubs, if we're going to win the division again, if we're going to prove everybody wrong, we need to play clean baseball, aggressive, but smart. And there were some mistakes on that road trip that some players found themselves on the bench.
Cubs seem a little different this year.
Well, Kyle Tucker is the biggest change. I mean, he's a beast, and they got him from the Astros over the winter. We'll see if he is a Cub long-term or if this is just a one-year stop. But he is a very, very good player and has made them, you know, is one of the reasons that they're off to a solid start. When I look at the standings, I did actually for the first time because you sort of forget about them early, I think. But, you know, Cubs, Reds, Brewers, I think that's pretty much what we expected, and that's the three teams at the top right now.
Yeah, we got a 7:10 first pitch for Brewers and Cubs tonight as the guys slept in their own beds for the first time in almost 2 weeks after this roadie. So we got the Cubs here for this weekend set. Can we go off topic a little bit, Adam? We had, you know, we talked with Brewers manager Pat Murphy on Tuesdays here on this segment, and I feel like we should be pushing this.
So Vince randomly asked him about the NFL draft being in Green Bay and how well it went. And then Vince goes, yeah, so maybe another All-Star game in Milwaukee. And listen to what Murph said here.
I think you'll see that before long. I think you will. Major League Baseball respects the heck out of Mark, our owner, and they respect what the Milwaukee Brewers have done and the way we've done it. I think that's apparent. If somebody's close to Major League Baseball, they know the respect that Commissioner's office has for Mark and the Milwaukee Brewers. I think that you'll see that happen. And there's a lot that goes into it, and it does take time, and you have to be patient. But I do think that you'll see that.
What do you think?
Well, I wish you would have given me a heads up that you were going to ask me that, because I feel like I just read. Did you guys look into this with the next, what, three-ish are out there, or at least rumored out there?
I think that's right. I know Atlanta's, are they next? Are they this year?
They're this year, yeah.
Okay.
Philly is on the list because of the the 250th, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look, these things are set way in advance. And, I mean, this would be news to me. I totally agree with everything Murph said about the close connection between Mark Attanasio and the commissioner's office, and Mark is on a lot of MLB committees, but I know there's also a lot of other owners who would love to have an All-Star game. So I don't know. It's a good venue with a roof, and it would be really nice to have a do-over for the city of Milwaukee. I remember that was my second year covering the team, and I have such a clear memory of, A, the sauna-like atmosphere for the Home Run Derby. And, you know, I know they've done a lot to the roof since then to make it function right. And I just remember it being pretty wet for a lot of the fans sitting behind home plate that night. And the gala got rained out, and then the game itself was a tie. It would be nice to it would be nice to have a redo. And, I remember being – that was my first – MLB calls them jewel events, those big, you know, all-star game, when they travel to a certain special venue. It was my first one as covering a major league team. And I was so over my skis. You guys know that experience where you have no idea what you're doing, and then when you look back on it, you almost don't remember it because you were so overwhelmed.
Every
that was
day.
Me at 2012.
Yeah, it's called this show almost daily, Adam.
Yeah. So I'd like a do-over as well, but I don't know. I don't know that that's on the calendar.
Quick internet search here reveals, Truist Park in Atlanta for this season, Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia in 26, and this on SI.com lists 27 as TBD. We're available.
Okay.
Tell your friends over there at MLB.
Yeah, I will wield my enormous non-existent power.
Adam McKelvey live with us here on Brewers 360 this morning. Great to catch up with you, my friend.
All right. See you guys.
Welcome home, too. Man, longest road trip of the season, definitely. Want to remind you, you can join us for WTMJ Day at the ballpark. It's coming up already on May 17th. You get tickets by logging on to WTMJday.com. It's WTMJday.com. We've got a special tailgate. There's going to be food and beverages provided by our friends at Woodman's. Really appreciate their support for the event. WTMJday.com. Brewers and Twins at American Family Field, and we'd love to have you out there.